بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الناس من يعبد الله على حرف، فإن أصابه خير اطمأن به، وإن أصابته فتنة انقلب على وجهه، خسر الدنيا والآخرة، ذلك هو الخسران المبين. يدعو من دون الله ما لا يضره وما لا ينفعه، ذلك هو الضلال البعيد. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. Year has come to an end. Life carries on. We're living our life and we're continuing. Whether our iman is strong, whether our iman is weak, we have to work on that ourselves. We have to improve it as much as we can. Try and strengthen our iman. That's one of the important things for the hereafter. For the hereafter, one of the most important things is for us to have strong iman. Anyway, let's hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq so that we can stay on haq, inshallah. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad wa anzilhu al-maqada al-muqarrab indak. So I've been saying regularly, well, I haven't said it here, but I've been saying regularly that we are going through a time, from what I personally can understand, the pious understand, we are going through a time of the predictions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the end of times. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you read hadith kitabs, Kitab al-Fitan in Bukhari, etc., you will come across chapters dedicated to what will happen closer to the end of time, towards Qiyamah, what will happen. So we, when we see certain things happening in the world, we realize we are going through or approaching closer and closer to those times. Or we are going through those times. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam predicted it. We, unfortunately, maybe fortunate if we stand on haq, we are going through those times. One of the things Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about was a Dajjal, the deceiver. The Dajjal's job is to deceive the human being into accepting other than Allah as a creator. That's the greatest deception of Dajjal. To move you away from Iman and put you into Kufr. That's what Dajjal does. That's his job. Whether he will use technology, whether he will use good and evil by showing you, Hadith talks about, when Dajjal's time comes, you will look at something and you'll think it is fire, but in reality it is gardens flowing for you. And you'll look at something and you'll think it is gardens and it is fire for you. In other words, evil will be made to look as good and good will be made to look as evil. And if you look at the world now, the world is gone upside down. Evil is regarded as good and good is regarded as evil. Everything, almost everything, the man who, or the person who wants to do good and stays on good, he is looked down upon and mocked. And the person who does evil, maybe, to be a little bit tongue-in-cheek, you know, maybe if your status on TikTok, or maybe your status on Facebook is a little nice, and you got your pictures there, look at him, he's a good man, he's a top, I won't use Alim word now, I'll use Azri, what a Muslim, look at him, man, he's a successor, he's succeeding. So evil is made to look as good, and good is made to look as evil. That's the deception of the Dajjal. And the Dajjal, as it gets closer, he starts preparing. Those things are being prepared for his coming. So the media is being prepared. The technology is being prepared. The wars are being prepared. Evil is being created and created until he comes and he reaches his height. So one of the great deceptions I consider of the Dajjal at the moment, the great deception of the Dajjal and the great stand upon haq, is the people of Gaza and the fight against Kufr in Palestine. The mu'mineen stood up on haq, standing up on haq, and they're fighting an evil, fighting an oppression, fighting what you and I have seen in the media as total destruction of not only life, not only belongings, but family structure is being broken. There's nowhere to really hang around. You got your house to go to, you got your masjid to come to. There's nowhere to go to. Where do you cook your food? So they are going through this evil that is being put upon them. But they're standing upon haq. So that is one haq. And the deception, America, Israel. Now I'd like to just give a little rundown on these two things. Because the deception is not only that. The deception is for you and I when we start aligning ourselves with one of them. When we start aligning ourselves. Now I align myself with America and Israel. I am being deceived by their media, by their talks, by what they put out, so I want to follow them. Just give you an example. I start following them. I want to be behind them. So I get deceived from good and bad. I get deceived. I am totally deceived. Dajjal effect is taking place. So I chose two parts of the Quran today. One is Surah Rum and one is Surah Hajj. Let me find where I am. So yes, so the first one is وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. From people, from mankind, you will get those that believe, that worship Allah on the sideline. On the sideline. I'll translate it as sideline. We worship Allah, we go to masjid, we read namaz, we read the kalima. On the sideline. No commitment completely. No total involvement into it. On the sideline. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how amazing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it. When they worshipping Allah on the sideline, when goodness come to them, they're very happy. Everything's not good. Everything's nice. They're at ease. خَيْرُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ. And if a difficulty or a trial or a test reaches them, then inqalaba ala wajhi. Then they turn around. Then they turn their faces. Then they take a U-turn. No, this is not good. You know, Iman is saying this. The ulama are saying this. We must do this. No. It's not. We're losing a lot of revenue. So when I look at the world now, I want to apply this somewhere. I want to apply this thing in somewhere on a major scale. And I look at all the Gulf countries. Almost all the Gulf countries. I look at the Arab countries. And I look at them and I say, oh, okay. UAE, Dubai, all of y'all, when things are going good, when the money is flowing in, you're very happy. When it twists and turns, when the bombs are falling on you, when the missiles are falling on you, then you'll turn around and you'll walk away from Allah and you'll ask for help from others besides Allah. Let's go ahead here. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ. They turn around on their faces. خَسِرَتْ دُنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ. This is Allah's ruling on them. خَسِرَتْ دُنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ. Their dunya and akhirah is destroyed. They lost both dunya and akhirah. One is if you're getting killed, bombs falling on you, you are the people of Gaza, and you are saying La ilaha illallah, and you got your iman, and you've been killed. خَسِرَتْ دُنْيَا. Your world is lost, but you've received your akhirah. You are in Jannah. You're going to get rewarded. You'll be forever, ever in Jannah. These people now, during even the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were munafiqeen. They were munafiqeen. But even Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahabihi wa zawaji wa zuriyati wa ahli bayti wa man tabi'ahu wa man yuhibbu wa barik wa sallim taslima. Even Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not know all the munafiqeen unless Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala revealed it to him today. Even today, I don't know and you don't know all the munafiqeen. We don't know them. We can suspect these are the actions of munafiqeen. We don't know. Right? But when we look at something and say, hey, these are actions of munafiqeen, man. They worship Allah one way. When they are at ease, when the billions of dollars are coming, they're happy. When things are going a little sour, then the bases are gone from their countries. Nobody else to protect them, which they ask for the protection from. The kuffar, now they're not there, now they're into about turn, they don't know what to do, so they lost both. That's a sign of a munafiq. Outwardly he shows something else, inwardly he believes something else. Inwardly he says he's an iman, he's got iman but he's got kufr. Outwardly he shows I've got iman, big soaps, big amanas, sitting there, carrying on, but inwardly they trust his in other than Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. That is a clear, open loss for them, those that believe in that way. So when you look at these leaders, whatever, Jordan, whoever they are, I don't know if they have true iman or kufr in them. I don't know if they're munafiqeen. But when I look at it, and I look at the behavior, and I look at these ayat, I tell myself, hey man, it looks like nifaq. The leadership, I'm not talking about the public now. I'm just talking about the leadership who control their own armies, who have their own bullets rusting away there. in the stock. The bullets are rusting away there. But they can't give it for the help of any Muslim. Same people are saying, oh, this looks like a sign of nifaq. Khasira dunya wal akhirah. The dunya and akhirah is destroyed. Yad'u min dunillahi ma la yadurruhu wa ma la yanfa'u. They call upon those besides Allah, those that cannot benefit them nor harm them in reality. They call upon those. America, come! Israel, please come! NATO, please come! We want you here. We need your bases here. You must help us. Because our wealth will go, or this will go, or that will go. So come, please. Besides Allah, that help is not true help. That's just a mirage for them. يَدْعُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُ وَمَا لَا يَنْفَعُهُ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الضَّلَالُ الْبَعِيدُ. That is an open deviation of theirs. When you ask help from others besides Allah, where you're supposed to ask Allah totally for help, you are totally way off the path. وَيَدْعُوا لَمَنْ ضَرُّهُ أَقْرَبُ مِنْ نَفِيهِ. They call upon those, يَدْعُوا لَمَنْ ضَرُّهُ أَقْرَبُ مِنْ نَفِيهِ. They call upon those whose harm to you is closer than their benefit to you. Their harm for you is closer than the benefit for you. And you look at the Middle East, if you're studying a little bit of the world politics, etc., you look at the Gulf states, you look at the harm they're going through. They talk of their currencies falling, and they talk of this falling, and they want to prop it up by calling the kuffar more and more. And it's going on. Allah's plan is working. They go, when we are sitting here, we call, what we can do is make dua. Strong, powerful weapon. We must keep making dua, inshallah. لَبِئْسَ الْمَوْلَى وَلَبِئْسَ الْعَشِيرِ. What a terrible person who is called upon, and what a terrible person who is asking. You're asking and you're asking from some, so that neither can benefit each other. But think, right? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Verily, those that believe and do good deeds, those have true iman, not nifaq, not accept Allah on a sideline, not worship Allah on a sideline. Those people who have true iman, for them is Jannah. Jannah, gardens, tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, beneath which or through which rivers flow. Jannah, whatever is Jannah, the greatness of Jannah, the beauty of Jannah. Inna Allah yaf'alu ma yurid. And understand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does whatever He wants. You and I will look at what's going on in the world and we'll think, hey, why is it going on like this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does whatever He wants. He is in control. He decides. Our actions affect that. Our actions, and when it reaches Him, He decides, the Ummah is like this, let me benefit them. The Ummah is like this, let me try them and test them. The Ummah is like this, Allah protect us, let me punish them. Whatever the case may be. That's the one view. The munafiqeen, those that are what we call in inverted commas the Gulf states. Let's look at the other view, which I'm talking of more importantly, because I consider this to be the test and the fitna of the Dajjal, deception. So let's see here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Rum says, Alif Lam Mim, Ghulibatir Rum. Rome has been destroyed. So it's an episode that took place in history during the time of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rome was one superpower. America and Israel, you know? The West. Rome was one superpower. And Persia was another superpower. Both kuffar at war with each other now. They go to war. Rome is defeated. Something happens between Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, whatever that, I'm not going into that detail. But one is defeated, Rome is defeated. And the mu'mineen now, were wanting Rome to succeed. The mu'mineen wanted Rome to succeed and Persia to be lost. What ironic irony we have now at the moment. At the moment now, Rome, which is the West, is at war with Persia, which is Iran. Right? But at the moment now, we don't want Rome to win. We don't want Israel to win. That's kafir. Right? When you look at Iran, at that time, Persia was kafir. So let's just listen to this. Ghulibat al-Rum. Rome was destroyed, was overpowered. Fi adna al-ard, in the lowest part of the earth, وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَرَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ. But after being overpowered and losing now, they will become victorious again. After so many years, right? They will become victorious again. Fi bid'i sinin, in a few years, 3 to 9 years type. لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرِ, because all decisions belong to Allah, مِنْ قَبْلِ, from before, وَمِنْ بَعْدِ, and after also. All these decisions belong to Allah. Our actions decide how He deals with us, right? وَيَوْمَئِذِ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. On that day, when Rome defeat Persia with the help of Allah, kafir, two kafirs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the mu'mineen, the believers, the sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time felt happy. Yafrah, they felt happy and pleased that Rome succeeded in defeating Persia. One kafir succeeded in defeating another kafir. Mu'mineen supported one kafir army against another kafir army. Muslims today fall into this trap that Israel is an enemy of ours, Zionism is an enemy of ours, America is against, Iran is standing up and sending some arms and a little support, or Lord support, or whatever it is, I don't even know how much, sending support to them, therefore we support Iran. But the mistake they make is, they don't consider both those armies to be kafir. That's where the point is. That's the deception of Dajjal. Ask you this question. So to me, you like it, you don't like it, I don't know. I'm pushing forward whatever is supposed to be pushed forward here. To me, the Shia Twelvers are kafirs. Just as Rome and America and Israel, their leadership are kafir. Two kafir armies are fighting each other. Don't tell me two mu'minin. I ask you this one question here. I'm asking you again today now. Have you all heard of Qadiani? Have you all heard of Ahmadi? Qadiani are kafirs. You look at a Qadiani, their leaders, their scholars, or whatever you can call them. You look at them, you'll see long jubbas, longer than mine's. Right? Beards longer than mine's. Amamas, big. I don't even have an amama. Amamas bigger than yours. Very big. You look at them, say, look at that buzuruk, man. But ask any believer, if that man tells you, I'm a Qadiani, his belief is that the prophethood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not final, there is prophets to come after him. A prophet has come up. Will you consider him a mu'min? No, you say kafir. Now, turn to your pearls, YouTube and all that, pull out the pictures, don't do it, this is just tongue in cheek, right? Pull out those pictures of the Iranian leadership. White garments, big beard, big amamas, look at them, sitting with Quran, reading Quran. They don't believe in the finality of this book as it stands today, the word of Allah. Kafir! Where you say, no, they're helping the Muslims, look at them, they look so nice, they look like Muslims. One of their beliefs is to deceive. But Jal believe is deception. Maaf, I've got 2 minutes left. How many minutes? 7 minutes. Hey, too long that is. Very, very cold. Very, very thirsty. Maaf. No, don't drink water. Yeah, so the Iranian, the Shia Twelvers do not believe in the finality of this book as it stands. They say, no, this is not complete. There's 2/3 of it or whatever it is still lying somewhere. So you see, the moment you say that you're a kafir, and then you're a kafir and you dress up so nicely like how the Qadianis dress up, and you and I look at them with our little simple minds. Look at them, man, they're so pious. They're helping the people of Gaza. Why? Because of our hatred for Zionists, because of our hatred for what they're doing to our brothers, and if somebody else is helping them, we're making them Muslims. They're not. We can support them. I say today, the Muslim Ummah is in a truce. The Ummah. Not the leadership. The Ummah is in a truce with the Shias. We're in a truce. We made a truce with y'all. We want y'all to win. Why? Because we want them to be deceived, destroyed. We want the Yahud to be defeated. We're in a truce with y'all. No problem. We're not y'all. You're not us. The time is going to come. Hadith talks about troops on the ground, boots on the ground. You know, they talk about boots on the ground. 1 million boots. The Shia or the Iranian have already announced, we have 1 million soldiers. We have 1 million soldiers. There are 1 million already on the ground. Hadith talks about there will come a time in Amaq when Kuffar will be meeting against the Muslimin. The Kuffar army will be 80 legions strong. 80, Mark, I'm talking too loudly because this is just emotional. 80 legions strong. What is 80 legions? 1 legion is 12,000. 80 times 12? 9 are soldiers. Almost 1 million. That's the statement of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There'll be a kuffar army of 80 legions strong, gathered against the believers. be in a truce or in a, not truce, in an alliance, not a truce, an alliance, in an alliance with a Christian. Which Christian, I don't know, because Russia is also Christian. Putin is also Christian. America is also, a lot of it is Christian, considered Christian. The West is considered Christian. Which Christian, I don't know. But the Muslim who are on Haq will be in an alliance with the Christian, fighting the Kuffar. If my understanding is correct, that 960,000 people, if they are Kafir and if they are Shia, they're already there. They're already boots on the ground there. We're just going to get other boots on the ground now. That battle is going to come. Don't be deceived. Dajjal is a great deceiver. He'll deceive us into ways that we won't even understand. So yes, that battle will take place. Then the Muslims will sort out, after sorting that Kuffar army out, one of the great battles over so many days, then they will sort themselves out with the Christians. Then Islam will overpower other religions at that time. That time is to come, but it's very close. Hadith also talks about time will pass so fast, so quickly. Things will happen so fast, like beads falling off a tasbih. Like beads falling off a tasbih. Today, you hear this tomorrow. Just one week ago, there was so much about Gaza. Not 1 week, 2 weeks ago. Now suddenly, no news. Everything has stopped. Even our minds have stopped. Our du'as that used to go on every day, a lot of us, Allah forgive us. Our du'as also have stopped now. We forgot now. There is suffering we forgot, but there was a time when, then suddenly the Iran war with America was on the top end. Israel, that. Suddenly the media stopped. Nobody's talking much about it. Little bit is filtering through, but nothing else. Why? Action of the Dajjal. He wants you to be on a high and a low, high and a low. Your iman to be affected, and he wants to steal your iman. So don't be deceived by Shia. I keep saying, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final prophet, our most beloved, came with a mission that Allah claimed and gave a stamp that he succeeded in his mission. I'm asking you, if I have 120,000 solid followers in my life, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had Sahaba radiallahu anhum, plus minus, I'm just talking about 120,000 solid followers, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Prophet of Allah, the greatest of creations, work, and the final prophet was to make sure that they become true believers. And then after he passes away, you tell me 5, maybe only 10 remain Muslims. You know what you're saying if you say that? You're saying that the Prophet of Allah failed in his mission. That's what you're saying. And that's what the Shia say. They say 5, maybe 10 are believers. Everybody else left Islam. So if that is the case, what they are saying is that the Prophet of Allah failed in his mission. And you, O lovers of the Rasul of Allah, all of us, where you all want to say, yeah, no, the Shia are some people that are good. They are kuffar and we will never follow them. Allah protect us and keep us on iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the ummah. We're going through trying times. Forgive me for my excesses. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant afiyat for all of us and remove our difficulties and help the ummah. And don't be taken away just by thought and by, you know, few words here and there. Be a little bit more sensible in our thinking. Take the Quran as our guide. Take the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our front line in front of us to take us to the right path and not just any path that we want to go to. Jazakumullah khair.